Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Alright, it is not a milestone. It is, another week of N4G Radio, but I have a full house. With us this week, we have the traditional cast of Gambus Con.
Greetings, programs.
We have the Wombat Rye Wombold.
Blah, 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 blah.
We have K-Dub.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
And we have our two, and I'm gonna bust the cherry right now. We have our two brand new staff members to ZTGD and the N4G network. We have Mr. Drew Leachman, the Frustrated Fury.
Yo.
And we have Mr. John Whitehouse from across the pond, which is now our European correspondent.
Well, hello.
See, that sounds fancy.
Yeah.
It does sound fancy. We've got a European correspondent.
Oh, we
can I have a business card with that one, please?
I'll send you a piece of notebook paper with some crayons on it. So,
now you've got a title for our listeners, John, except for that English guy that's on your show sometimes.
Yeah, that sounds bad, doesn't it?
It really does, that English guy.
The guy with all the fish and chips.
Oh.
We got a full spectrum of accents here. We got the standard American, then we got the proper British guy, and then we got the dumbass redneck.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm feeling it all. And then
we're just in a line.
And then we've got the Gambus Con. I mean, that's an exclusive. That's exclusive.
Yeah, I mean, I talk unlike anybody I ever know, so I don't even know where my accent comes from.
It comes from Tron. So
yeah,
there you go.
Whoa.
All right, so we got a lot of stuff to cover, so we're going to jump right into the fondling, and hopefully, if you thought four of us took an hour, I wonder what six of us will take. Although the last few weeks we've been pretty slim, we've gotten
yeah,
it in under.
Quick.
So let's see what happens here. GambusCon, we're going to start with you as per usual, and we know that yours has been short lately because, well, you've been a little busy.
Actually,
brown ticka brown cow.
I've been playing a lot of games lately.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Don't just stand there, bust a move.
Okay,
nurses don't count.
Let's see here. Like usual, I'll start off with my traditional Dragon Quest IX that I've been playing.
Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
And while I'm on a DS kick, I also picked up Etrian Odyssey 3, The Drowned City.
I played that.
What do you think?
Well, you're going to read in my review, that game makes Demon Souls child's play.
The thing is, I think I said on a past episode when there were just two Etrian Odyssey games, that I'll probably be playing this series for the rest of my life. And now that there's a third one, I think I might have to become a vampire in order to fulfill that destiny.
What?
Yeah. What just happened?
I don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
You have to be an immortal to finish this game.
Yes.
Okay. See, somebody got the joke.
Well, I played the game.
Well, there you go. I did not.
Yeah, it's basically the DS equivalent to Demon Souls, except with even less hope for you to beat the game.
Okay, that's not a selling point for me.
That should go on the back of the box right there.
Like Demon Souls, but with no hope. That'll fly off shelves.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No thanks. Yes.
If you want the game to win all the time, pick up Etrian Odyssey 3. No, seriously. I actually really like the series. There are three things that pop into my head every time that I pick up a Etrian Odyssey game. Except the first one, of course. But the three things that pop into my head are...
How do you pronounce this?
That's usually mine.
Yes. Okay, four things. The first one was a map making. In this game, you use the lower screen to actually draw your own maps.
How many penises have you drawn?
Good night. It's fun. It adds a sense of accomplishment to the game when you complete one floor of the game and you have a nice complete map of the floor drawn out, which of course takes several hours to do, you know, just one floor, because the game is freaking amazingly and near impossible, but still possible. Another thing that comes to mind when I think of Etrian Odyssey is, of course, the difficulty, and the third thing that comes to my mind is the music by Yasu Koshiro of Actraiser, Streets of Rage, and Wonders of Ease, Book 1 and 2 fame.
I think he opened for Nickelback last week.
Yes.
That's not a good thing.
This is how you remind me.
God, I hate him so bad, too.
This is not the Nickelback hate podcast. This is the cheeseburger podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hungry. But, I played that. And I played a really cool downloadable 360 and iPhone game, and that is the Space Invaders Infinity Gene.
Yeah, we talked about this game last week.
Yeah,
And Gambus's review will be up tomorrow. If you can find it in the sea of reviews that will be up this week.
Oh,
don't you have to,
what's that?
You have to complete games to review them.
Yes. Well, not this one. This one doesn't count. It's a vertical shooter. We're good.
But I played. I bought the full version on 360, and I also played because I was doing some research on it, and I found out there's an iPhone version. So I downloaded the light version of the iPhone, and it's essentially the exact same game. Space Invaders Infinity Gene, what can I say about it? It is a game that is, it takes the concept of evolution and literally applies it to a classic game back from, I think it came out in 1979 was when the original Space Invaders came out. I'm not totally for sure, but I'm pretty sure it was 79.
Before a lot of people on this show were born.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I think you and me, John, are the only ones who can say that, so. Even though I was born in 79, so, yeah.
But, you start off, the first stage is the original Space Invaders game from back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah, it's just blank, black screen with the enemies and the incredibly simplistic graphics. I like how a lot of people were like, say that the original Space Invaders is like a 8-bit throwback when technically 8-bit wasn't even around yet. So, I don't know.
What are you laughing at, people?
I just found that kind of funny that 8-bit was like the genesis of video games, whereas...
No, Genesis was 16-bit, buddy.
Ah!
No.
With blast processing.
Yeah, Sega does what Nintendo don't. All right, bring it.
Yeah, when games first started, everything was like measured in K. So I don't know. That was my little high horse right there.
Oh well, we'll get off of it, bitch. Okay, there's a dirty joke in there that I'm not gonna make.
Oh, that was awesome.
Anyway, please move on, sir, before you get yourself in some manure.
And you could read my review at ztgd.com.
Yes, it will be up tomorrow. Today.
Yes.
I'm not breaking the fourth wall.
Today. Yes. Today is the day. And while I was at it, I downloaded two Japanese shoot 'em up games for the iPhone by the developer Cave.
Oh, Cave.
Yes. They are famously known as the company
that likes to be a pedophile?
No.
I'm sorry. Death Smile still creeps me out.
Yeah. Besides that, they make games in the genre of shoot 'em up that would be called bullet hell games. Because there's so many bullets on the screen that it just, it's like bullets hell, you know?
Blows your mind.
Yes. Top down shooters. Classic. And both of these games are freaking awesome, and they're both, I don't know. They're pretty expensive. The first one is called ESP Golda 2. Gotta love those names.
I thought it was Espagaluda.
You know, I was gonna say it was Espagaluda, but it just didn't.
Well, ESP, blah-ba-doo-ba-doo doesn't flow well either.
Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce these.
Abu Dhabi butt cheese.
These non-Japanese names thought up by Japanese. This Espagaluda does not sound Japanese. I don't know. But that's just me.
Sounds of Spanish descent.
Oh, yeah. Either that or Latin.
Or Huttese, you know.
Yeah, Huttese. The other game that I tried out is a game called Do Don Patchy Resurrection.
I thought it was Don Don Patchy.
No, it's not Don Don, it's Do Don.
Okay, that's worse.
And that is worse. That is a lot worse.
Do Don Patchy.
But both of these games are $8.99 on
Jesus
the iTunes
Christ.
Store.
Holy crap.
Yes. No. Yes. No, I'm not paying $10 for an iPhone game. I'm sorry.
The thing is, I'm half tempted. I played both of the light versions, and holy crap, the animation and the graphic capability of the iPhone like shines brighter than any other iPhone game I've ever played in terms of 2D graphics. I mean, explosions happening that are basically rocking the whole screen, and like so much activity that they could barely keep up with it. But you know what's kind of funny is that, you know, when you look at this game, you're like, oh, there's no freaking way I'm playing that on a touchscreen. Dude, it works, man. It works. I don't know how they pulled it off. Well, I kind of do, but I don't know. They did some kind of like voodoo or something, man. Because they pulled it off. You can actually dodge a lot of the firing and the bullets and the enemies in this game. Because what they did was, instead of doing the virtual joystick, which was what a lot of game companies that make iPhone games do, you know, they make this, they designate the corner of the screen as joystick, you know. What they did, and thing is, this also applies to Space Invaders Infinity Gene as well. So if you're interested in a really nice top-down shooter, that actually controls well, pick up one of these three games. Because what they did was they made the entire screen essentially the D-pad, and it's anywhere on the screen at that time. So you can constantly be like lifting up your thumb, readjusting the thumb, and still moving your thumb or finger, and it will. And every time you lift your thumb, it resets the D-pad. And when you put your thumb back down, it's right there. And it might sound a little bit complicated, but I'm telling you, it works. I was dodging all kinds of crazy enemy patterns with ease with this game. So don't let that intimidate you, because as far as I'm concerned, I would almost call it like perfect touchscreen mechanic. So I mean, I was actually pretty happy about it, and I was thinking to myself, if more games take advantage of this, you can actually have more hardcore iPhone games on the system instead of just the little dinky control at one of the corners of the screen.
Dinky.
So, yeah. So I'm sold on shooters on iPhone. So there you go. I also played a game that I think everybody may have heard of. It's called Halo Reach.
Yeah, that's so last week. We don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, I played multiplayer.
Did you get owned?
Yes, I did. I got a couple kills in, which were a couple more than what I was expecting. But I got a couple kills in, and I was playing with a I think he's a listener, dude named Clever Jimmy. He friend requested me, so I just thought, hey, Clever Jimmy, what's up?
What a clever gamer tag.
Yeah, quite clever. And it was fun. We didn't play for too long. I had some things to do, but it was fun while it lasted. Also, I actually picked up the PlayStation Move this week.
Bust the move.
Yay, and I only had enough time to play a demo. And that demo was Kung Fu Rider.
Oh, I'm sorry. You must not have good impressions of the move, then.
Thing is, I was basically using it as a navigational device most of the time. I literally played with the PlayStation Move for probably about 10 minutes.
You know, the thing about Kung Fu Rider is like, it would have been awesome as a downloadable game.
Yeah.
That thing's $40.
It reminds me of first-gen Dreamcast.
Yeah, it's really quirky and Japanese, but God, I can't pay $40 for that.
It is steep. It is a very, very steep game. And the thing is, I was thinking about purchasing it, not for $40, but down the road when it's at half that, maybe.
Yeah, I'd buy it for $20. I would.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's really weird in that it's you're flying down these stages on a business rolling chair essentially.
And some of the stuff later in the game's even weirder, like a baby walker.
Really?
And a vacuum cleaner.
Oh my god!
And the game has butt physics. Did you see the butt physics?
Actually, butt no. Physics.
Your mom's got butt physics.
They put the jiggle in the trunk.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
I bet you like it.
Yeah, you use the motion and you lean back in the seat and like avoid obstacles you're also being chased by the Yakuza.
Oh yeah, because the Yakuza would spend their time chasing somebody on a baby walker. Or an office chair, you know.
They would just run over. Game?
It's just a tech demo kind of to show you the move controls, really.
It's a very, very quirky Japanese game that kind of reminds me of, like, a really... I can almost see it, like, in an arcade. It's, like, one of those really cheap cash-in games that, like maybe a quarter of the staff that worked on Crazy Taxi, like, a game that they would make in their spare time. Because it has that kind of graphical look of a... you know, like a Crazy Taxi or a Jet Set Radio game. Isn't it made by Sega?
No.
Because it felt very
Sega-ish.
Like a Sega arcade game from like 11 years ago or 10 years ago or something.
No, it's actually a Sony first party game. I don't know the developer off the top of my head.
Okay, it feels like a really like Sega arcade-y, but not their top tier arcade games, but one of those like cheap cash-ins where it's like, oh, we have some spare time. Let's see what these two developers are doing. You know, these two programmers, and they basically created something like this. It's a fun, quirky game, but it's not worth $40, not by a long shot.
No,
but if it's 20, you know, if you wait until it drops to 20, I think it'd probably be worth it then.
But, all right. Well, what else? What else you playing? We've spent way too much time on Kung Fu Rider.
Yeah, I played one other game
okay. This
week, and that is the demo for Enslaved: Odyssey to the West.
Jesus Christ! By the time we get to me, I'm not going to be able to talk about anything.
How many people played the Enslaved demo?
I played it.
I did.
Do you want to do like a mini round table about that?
Yeah. K-Dub, are you still there?
I didn't play it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can talk about it. I'm interested because I know the game's been getting a lot of hate. Now, I guess the first question would be, what did everybody play it on? Gambus, what did you play it on?
I played it on the PS3.
John?
PS3.
Drew?
PS3.
And Wombat?
Xbox.
Okay, so me and you were the only Xbox. I downloaded it on the PS3, but then like it came out on the Xbox the next day, and I had it on my queue, so... Well, what'd you think?
I think it's a lot like Prince of Persia.
And I can see the comparison to that.
I can see the comparison between that and... I'd say probably the Prince of Persia it shares the most with is probably the 2008 Prince of Persia. Surfer Prince, as it were, voiced by Nolan North.
Surfer Prince.
I don't know. It was. I have a feeling that the chick that's controlling you is going to turn out to be an Elika.
Oh no. You know what though? I went into the game kind of expecting it to suck because you know it's Ninja Theory and Heavenly Sword was like 20 minutes long, and I liked it.
It was not bad.
Actually, quite a bit. I was shocked.
I the first little bit of it I played, I thought it was kind of loose.
Yeah.
But after I got kind of used to it a little bit, I liked it. I liked the camera angles during the combat.
Oh, yeah, like the one where when he hits him through the middle and you see him on the other side. I really liked the presentation.
Yeah.
Did anybody have any issues with the controls?
No, actually, I thought they felt really kind of smooth. Like I said, I don't know if there's a difference between the systems, but everything felt really smooth. Like, the only thing that kind of bothers me, and I know a lot of people complain about this, is the fact that the items that you can grab in the environment are, like, glowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it kind of takes you out.
That didn't really bother me, because I thought it was so hard to see them.
The environment is very busy. I think that does actually help to stand out, especially when you're on the outside of the craft,
right.
And there's so much sticking out. If you didn't know what you could grab onto, you'd probably end up falling to your death quite a few times.
Yeah, but man, that scene where you're on the outside of the wing, jumping from wing to wing,
right?
I thought that was really epic.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed it. It's a great demo.
It was a great demo.
Looks pretty. Looks very pretty as well.
I did think there was a little, to me it felt, I don't even know the best way to put it, it was sort of hard to, in the very first part when stuff's blowing up and you're jumping platform to platform, to me it felt like it was hard to make sure I jumped straight. I guess that's what I mean by I thought the controls were loose at the beginning. Like it seemed like I kept jumping off a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right. I hope that it's not I hope it doesn't get real precise late in the game, because I'm afraid if it does, I don't know that the controls will hold up.
Well, I think the game compensates you, I think, though.
Does it?
I think it auto-corrects itself when you jump. Like, if you jump to the side, I think it'll automatically... Because if you notice when you were climbing, it wouldn't let you jump to your next thing unless you were perfectly lined up.
Yeah, right.
So it's kind of got that sticky feel, so to kind of compensate for the loose controls.
My only hope is that it holds up just as well when it's precise platforming and not just kind of the general platforming that was in the demo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've also got to wonder as how well it will do. You know, it's being released. When is it? Mid couple of weeks time.
It's actually over here. It's the next week. It's October 5th.
And I've not seen a lot of advertising for it. It's not something I don't think that's in everyone's minds as being a game that they've got to see and go out and get. So over here anyway. So I don't know whether that's the same over in the States, but you have to wonder that if they're not going to push it too hard, you know, is it going to end up being another Heavenly Sword where it doesn't sell massive amounts?
I don't know. It's one of those things. Like, Namco Bandai is not exactly the best at promoting their games, even though they're good.
That's the truth.
I mean, to tell you the truth, I don't think this is even going to do as well as Heavenly Sword.
Well, probably not, because it's Heavenly Sword had the advantage of being an exclusive and one of Sony's first-party games.
And not a launch game, but a very early game.
Yeah.
In a very thin PS3 launch lineup.
Yeah. But it has got it's now on 360, so you've got that added.
Right.
Yeah, that'll help it, but I still don't know that it'll outsell Heavenly Sword, which, you know... Take it as the only thing I worry about is of course with Ninja Theory's track record is how long is it going to be?
Yeah,
you know, I don't mind if it's 4 or 5 hours long. In fact, I kind of have gotten to the point where I enjoy that. But I know a lot of people will kind of poo poo on it if it is.
And do you think the recent Ninja Theory announcement may also sully the sales?
Yeah, because you know it being Heavenly Sword. So I don't know. I enjoyed it. Well, it will Devil May Cry. Yeah. DMC, I'm sorry, they're going to call it Devil May Cry. Big D, little M, big C.
That's got a lot of people pissed.
Yeah, well, look at him. That's not
looks
really
like
Dante.
A rockabilly singer.
Yeah, exactly. Don't call him Dante. Oh, that was cool. What was that?
Yeah.
That was my text message.
I was about to bust a move.
I got to turn that off.
Well, I'm surprised to hear almost all positive about Enslaved.
I really enjoyed it.
I did too.
I liked it too.
I'm excited to actually play it when it comes out. So
the one thing that I wonder if it'll grate on me a little bit. First off, I gotta say that the facial modeling and stuff on the characters is really really good. Mm. And the female character has good voice acting. I just have to wonder if the main character's voice is gonna drive me nuts by the end of the game.
Well, you know who that is, right?
No.
That's Andy Serkis.
Is it really?
Yeah, he's basically like part of Ninja Theory, I think.
Oh, gotcha.
Because, you know, he did the guy...
He did Roach, right?
In Heavenly Sword, yeah.
Yeah, the big...
Yeah, the big dude. Yeah, and he also directed all the mocap sequences. I guess he did it again in this game, so I wonder if he's going to be Dante.
He was he was the king in Heavenly Sword.
Yeah.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
That's right.
Bohan, I think it was.
But if you listen really close, it's him doing a really gritty, like, action game American accent.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of cool, though, because he's like that one time where he almost said motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, that was great. He's like, motherfucker, and then it cuts off. I really think the presentation is great. I really enjoyed that. So I'm excited to play through it.
Yeah, I am too, actually. It wasn't on my radar, honestly, but it is now that I played the demo.
I kind of dismissed it. I was like, eh, whatever. And then now after I played the demo, I'm like, okay.
So I like the concept of how it basically is the story of the Tell the Monkey King, or Legend of the Monkey King.
Right.
Well, don't spoil anything for people who haven't seen that. So,
well, it's a Chinese like a Chinese story.
Well, it's a fable. It doesn't mean people don't know it.
Well, Dragon Ball was also based off of it. So if you can imagine,
I'm not going to say my typical line.
If you can imagine anything like Dragon Ball to okay. compare to Enslaved, you
don't
know?
Don't you ever use those two in the same sentence. Anyway, so that wraps up Gambus, your fondling. Ended off yes. with a nice little round table. All right, so what are you playing this week? Are you picking up any of the new stuff coming out?
I probably won't pick up anything this week. This week's probably going to be a slow week.
I thought you said snow.
Yeah, holy cow. No, I hope no snow comes this week.
Who's dragging a dead body?
I hear that. It must be Killer Wolverine. He must have did a job.
No, that was me, my bad. My microphone fell and I was pushing it back up.
Yeah, whatever. Tell that to the police.
Alright, so slow week for you, Gambus?
Yeah, I'll probably just play more Dragon Quest.
Alright, well, we're going to move on because we're already 30 minutes in. Congratulations, Gambus, you're back to form.
Yay!
So we'll move on to the Wombat.
You can go to one of our special guests first if you want.
Okay, well then I'll go to Drew. How you doing, Drew?
Fantastic.
He's not a special guest anymore, remember that.
Oh, that's right, I'm sorry, I forgot. You guys aren't special guests anymore.
No, man, special. I'm not special anymore. We're just regular.
Oh. Yeah.
But anyway, let's see here. Well, I played Etrianasi, obviously. We talked about that. Don't get me wrong, it's not a bad game by any means. I think it's still a good RPG, but it's a very difficult one. I'll just put it that way. Another RPG that I'm playing for review is, Atelier Rarona, I think.
Atelier Rarona? Is that the one we're going to? Okay, there we go.
Yeah. The Alchemist of Arland.
God, why do they put such weird subtitles on these games?
It's NIS, man.
I know. I reviewed, what was it, The Alchemist of Al-Ravi? What the does that even mean?
I'm surprised you can even remember that.
I know. It's stuck in my head for some reason.
But yeah, that's a cutesy game. I'll put it that way. It's very, very anime, very children anime kind of thing. But you know, I mean, it's not a bad game. It reminds me a lot of Monster Hunter, actually, because of the stuff that you have to do. It doesn't really focus that much on combat. It's more of exploration and trying to find items to create other things. And I don't know, it's actually kind of enjoyable. I mean, you know, I just ignore the anime stuff, but you know, it's actually really cool. I mean, like I'm a huge fan of like getting loot and stuff like that, and then creating stuff to make better stuff. And that's pretty much all this is. You're an alchemist. You're tasked on making things for the kingdom or the town. And if you don't do it, you fail or whatever. But you know, it's actually really enjoyable. I actually really like it. But I'll have a full review on that later on this week. Let's see here.
Did Gambus Khan review a really crappy Atelier game a couple years ago?
Yes.
I think we've all reviewed an Atelier game.
I thought that name sounded familiar.
It's like 50 of them.
I reviewed Atelier Annie.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
All right. I just had to make sure I wasn't remembering something wrong, because I could have swore I'd heard that before.
Yeah, the main female character was one of the most annoying female characters I've ever played in a video game.
And this one's not that bad.
Sorry for the interruption.
Ah, it's no problem. But, let's see, I have to mention this. I mean, I played a crap ton of it. I put over 20 hours into it. I played Dead Rising again. I'm doing it for Zombie Frog Game Club. That game has made me love killing zombies again. I love that game. Like, I'm about to hit level 50. I've restarted the game 5 times, and I beat it the other day. And yeah, I'm totally stoked for Dead Rising 2 now.
But you're not going to like my fondling then.
Oh, but so, well, see, all right, that's the perfect example. Dead Rising is messed up. That game is just messed up. I mean, I'm not talking like like graphically or story wise. I'm talking like controls and the actual concept of the game. Like, you have to play the game the way they want you to play it, not the way you want to play it.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you start playing it the way the game wants you to play it, then you'll actually have a pretty good time. But I mean, yeah, the save system sucks, and you know, running around is not that great, and there's no cover, like particularly when guys are shooting at you. But
the checkpoint system is the worst thing ever.
What checkpoint system?
Exactly.
But yeah, it's, I don't know, like, but I think that's the whole point, is they want you to restart the game multiple times and carry your level over, and they kind of push it a little bit too hard to the point where you've played 2 hours and you died, and now you have to start back again.
Okay,
so,
I don't want the developer to tell me how I have to play my game.
Well, don't play Dead Rising.
I can't help it. It's a fun game.
There you go.
Sounds like you ought to start making your own games.
I should, but I don't have time.
But, yeah, I played a lot of Dead Rising. Let's see here. Played some Super Street Fighter 4. I got back into it. I got myself a fight stick, and now I have to relearn that entire game again. But,
yeah, but once you get good with the fight stick, it'll make you a better player.
I can see how that could do that. I mean, I'm actually better with like full circle characters like Zangief and Hakan. But you know, I'm actually trying to learn Cody pretty well. I'm getting pretty decent with him. But actually, I have to give a shout out to somebody. It was a while back whenever I was with the other site. But I played against Fido Dido.
I remember him.
That guy will kick your ass to hell and back.
Like, yeah, I think he's done a couple like big tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, well, see, I'm not a slouch when it comes to Street Fighter. I mean, you know, I got like third place in a tournament of 50 guys, and this guy kicked the crap out of me. But here's the thing: he only used Blanca. So if he's listening to this, you know what? I'm going to kind of call him out. Use a Shotokan character next time you fight me, and we'll see how it goes. I bet you $10 he's only good at Blanca or charge characters.
So they just laid down the gauntlet.
Mm. That's right. I don't play around when it comes to Street Fighter.
Bring it, bitch.
me and Ken like to play randoms when we play fighting.
Because neither one of us are excellent, so it makes it a fun.
We play with random characters every time.
Yeah, we don't really care, because then it'll pop up like where he'll get Ryu and I'll get Dalsim. I'm like, oh, this will be a good fight.
This will be a good game.
But yeah, Street Fighter, I love it. Always will. But let's see here. I want to say there was a couple of things. Monster Hunter, actually, yeah, I play Monster Hunter Freedom Unite on the PSP. You know, I just have got a PSP recently.
Sweet.
And I've been spending crazy on PSP games. I picked up Birth by Sleep, but I haven't played it yet. But yeah, Monster Hunter is freaking addicting. Like,
yeah.
I love getting stuff and then making better stuff. So, man, let's see. Not much 360 stuff. I did play the Enslaved demo. I played one other demo. Oh, yeah. I got into the beta for Dead Space 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard those went out, but I hadn't heard anybody that actually got one.
Yeah, me. Actually, Jay Borsig got one.
Oh, well. He can suck it.
But, I played that. Just another reminder of why games like that shouldn't have multiplayer.
Oh, see, that's what I was afraid of.
It's like, you know, you played Resident Evil 5, you know, the versus mode in Resident Evil 5, how it just doesn't work? It's like that.
Me and K-Dub played a bunch of that after the DLC came out, and, you know, while it was, like, interesting for, like, 15 minutes... It got real frustrating after a while, because it's like, why don't we just play co-op?
Yeah. It's really slow moving, and I mean, you can play as the Necromorphs, and it's kind of cool, but I don't know. It's actually kind of, I wouldn't say glitchy. It was like, me and my roommate were playing it, and we were like, how the hell do you respawn? Like, we couldn't figure out how to respawn, and they said, hit X. We hit X, and it'd do nothing. And I was like, okay. But I don't know, like, I don't want that in Dead Space, you know?
Yeah.
It takes the scariness out of it. It makes it competitive, so you got, you know, 12-year-olds calling you all sorts of names. And I don't know. Like, and the bad thing is, I think they're going to be putting a little bit too much effort into that and not into the single player.
That's what I always worry about.
That's so, not. I mean, I'm still excited for Dead Space 2, the single player, but you can count me out of the multiplayer. But I think that's about it, pretty much.
And what you got going on this week?
Playing more Artillia Rorona. I guess that's what you call it. And I did take Tuesday and Wednesday off to play Dead Rising 2, so I guess I'll be playing a crap ton of Dead Rising 2. Because, oh my god, I cannot wait for that game.
All right, so are we ready for you, Wombat, now?
We lost him.
Oh, we lost Wombat. Oh, snap. Hold on, I'll bring him back in. So, hey, KW, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, bring it.
I played some FIFA 09 with John. It was good times. Got my ass kicked the first time, but I held my own later on down the road. What?
You did indeed, sir.
Oh,
yeah. Kicked me a couple of times.
Yep. So I had a blast. If we recorded the game sessions, we heard all kinds of interesting noises that we were both making. Like, it was awesome. It was probably the most fun I had playing a game in a while. It was a good change of pace because I really wanted to play that with you for a while, and I had a lot of fun. So I look forward to playing hopefully 11 with you in the next couple weeks.
Yes, it's actually out next week over here, but I don't know about over there.
It's out this week here.
Oh, there you go. There you go then.
Oh, yeah, hopefully we'll get to play some of that. Other than that, I just played Spider-Man. You know, it's good. I like the direction they went with it, and you know how it's not open world. I like the other dimensions. Well, that's not true. I like two out of the four dimensions. the 2099's kind of, I don't know how to put it. What'd you put it, Ken? You're too busy?
It's too busy. It's like, you get lost in all the stuff that's going on. I mean, I like it, but at the same time, it's my least favorite dimension in the game.
And up until then, the first time I played, the first act, I went around in the Amazing Universe and the, Ultimate Universe trying to do all the challenges and collect everything. But when I got to the 2099, I'm just like, I don't care. I didn't care about the world. It's I don't know. And then there's the noir dimension.
I know, which you don't like.
No,
not at all. Surprising to me.
I like
the best bit.
I don't agree with that at all. Spider-Man and stealth. No, thank you. I know, you know, I don't know. I just didn't like it. And it doesn't fit for me because being a big Spider-Man fan, he's not stealth. He doesn't go around sneaking up on people.
See, I guess I probably feel the same way if, like, Batman came out with a chain gun. You know, I would probably be like, that's not Batman.
Right. And, you know, it worked for Arkham Asylum because that's who he is. This is not who Spider-Man is. So, you know, that's fine for people who like it. I don't care. I mean, that's just my opinion. It does not fit. That's not Spider-Man. But I like the look of it. I do like the look out of it.
Spider-Man. So,
and, you know, I'm really finding it hard to play that level. I'm on the second act of the Noir universe, and I have to force myself to sit down and play it because I don't want to go through and hide in the shadows being a hero that I'm not, so.
You're my hero.
Oh.
Oh.
I feel the love going on.
Yeah. So, but, yeah.
But sex.
That's it.
All right, what are you going to play this week?
I don't know.
You going to play Dead Rising?
If I can.
Gitter Hero?
No. Well, I'm not purchasing that. Not this time. I will wait a while for that. So I might try to pick up Dead Rising. I want to play Halo. I have it in my Xbox. It's waiting for me to start playing it. But it depends all on how school goes this week. So we'll see next week.
All right, so there you go. So now, Wombat, I was going to you when you got booted.
Oh yeah, sorry about that.
So are you ready?
My
now?
System decided to reset itself out of nowhere, and I am.
You know what your problem is? You use a Windows machine.
Oh, here we fucking go.
Give me a break. It doesn't explain why my iPhone likes to reset itself.
Jason, well, mine's never reset. Hey, Jason, you're using a Mac. Has yours ever reset by itself?
No, shut the fuck up.
Don't tell me you're one of those guys now.
Really? You're going to be serious when I'm fucking playing? That's cool. Whatever. That's fine. Hey, I'm one of those guys. Cool.
You be one of those guys. You're a Linux guy. You're an Ubuntu. Ubuntu.
And you know what? Kinect's going to be the best thing on the face of the fucking planet.
Shut up. Those guys now, too.
Yeah, you're definitely one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely sure one of those 32 guys.
You know what I used for PS Move? I used it as a pleasuring device for your mama.
It looks like
it does look like a pleasuring device for your mom. She's got a lot of room in there.
Your anyway. Mom likes it when it's red, not when it's blue.
Oh.
Does it vibrate?
You can put it on like lipstick.
Only when it's your turn, John. Your turn.
Kill Wolverine stands in the mirror with the PlayStation Move controller acting like he's Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. Would you move me?
It puts the lotion on the skin. that's gross. So what are you playing?
Enough
about Kill Wolverine pleasuring his Mac with a PlayStation Move.
Actually, I pleasured your mom with my Mac. Figure that one snap. Out.
I don't even want to think about that. Excuse me. Just move the games, I guess.
We killed Ken.
I think you did.
So let's see. What have I played this week? I played more Halo Reach.
Around.
Which is still awesome. I really don't want to get into too much Halo Reach since we discussed it last week. I still have yet to play a multiplayer at all.
Yeah, we're pathetic, aren't we?
Yeah, I still have. I haven't beat the game. It's bad. But I played. Other than that, I played the regular stuff that I usually play. Monster Hunter Tri. Actually, I played Monster Hunter Tri now with the classic controller instead of the nunchuck and Wii remote, and it's so much better. It's so much better. I played a decent amount more of that and some more MLB The Show because it's playoff season, or it's getting to playoff season.
Man, the Reds are looking pretty bad, too.
Yeah, I know. We're going to clinch in two games, though. We've got the Central locked up, so we're going to the playoffs. It's just a question of how long we'll last.
It's a question, well, yeah, that and how we get there. I think the Cardinals are going to send us there.
I think they're going to lose before we win.
Yeah.
But they're winning right now. So, other than that, I played a lot of demos this week. I did play the demo for Enslaved, as we discussed earlier. I also played the demo, two demos, one for NBA Live 11. I'm sorry.
Elite.
NBA Elite 11. And also the NBA the demo for NBA 2K11. I like the presentation in 2K11 a little better. It's hard to judge the Elite demo, though, because it's really just a tutorial. So it's hard for me to really judge too much about the Elite demo. The new stick controls in Elite, I can take or leave them, to be honest. I'm not really huge in stick control in games, with the exception of hockey. I just think in other sports like baseball or basketball, it just doesn't work quite as well as it does with hockey. I did like what I played of the 2K11 demo. Seems like it should be just as fun as last year. I've got the 2K11 call this week. Conference call, so I should get a better idea of what's going on with that, and once I get my copy, I'll let you guys know the full rundown on it. Also played the demo for Arcania Gothic 4.
You know what? I was going to mention that if you didn't.
Did you play it?
Yeah, I was going to be like, this is totally Wombat's game. It's a generic frame rate problem loot grabber.
Exactly. It's a Western RPG, incredibly busy graphics with some screen tearing. But no, I actually liked it. Big surprise. I like the combat in it, actually. Which sometimes can be a big letdown in games like this. Risen is a good example of that. I actually kind of like the combat. It actually, the game, intrigues me now. And I mean, granted, is it the best RPG ever made? Of course not. It's probably a solid 7. But I'm not the kind of person that is going to push away a solid 7 if it's in a genre that I like.
Or a solid 4, like Two Worlds.
Or a solid 4. Or a solid 2, apparently, because that's what a couple sites gave Two Humans. So.
Well, yeah.
But, no, I did. I kind of liked it. I played the demo gives you a surprisingly large amount of content. Let me just say that I liked it. I liked the demo better than Risen, but not quite as well as Two Worlds.
Okay, so that statement right there should be on the back of the box.
I'm sure somewhere the developers of Gothic 4 are like, oh my god, did he just say our game was better than Risen but not as good as Two Worlds? somewhere they're killing themselves.
I think somebody just cried.
Yeah, I guarantee they just cried. They're probably getting ready to write me and say, hey, do me a favor, if they ask you to review the game, just turn it down. Just don't review it, please, because we don't want favorable comparisons to Two Worlds. What else did I play? I played the demo for what is it? Alien Breed 2? Is that what it's called?
Alien Breed 2 Assault.
Yes, which is fun. It's a fun little two-stick shooter. It gets a little busy on screen. Sometimes it's kind of a little hard to tell where you're going or where you're supposed to be going. But I like it. It's probably not one that I'll buy, but it was a fun little trial to play. And I think that pretty much wraps it up.
Awesome.
From what I played, as people know, I generally game a little while the podcast is going on, and I just put the demo for Blade Kitten on.
I am sure you absolutely despise that game.
I haven't even started playing it yet.
Oh yeah, the intro is like 5 minutes long.
It's this horrible. Oh, there we go. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that game's not for you.
Not a fan.
Yeah, that game's not for
it
you.
It looks nice. It's pretty bad, though, that as soon as it started up, I had frame rate problems. But they're gone now, so. And I'm controlling a Blade Kitten. Cool. So, I mean,
did you have anything else in mind? You know, the title kind of says it all.
I don't know the exact title. What is the whole title?
Blade Kitten. You said you're controlling a Blade Kitten, so I was like...
Oh, I thought you meant that there was, like, some sort of innuendo in the title that
oh,
I missed.
Oh, no, no.
So, I mean, this looks like the kind of game that would have innuendo in the title that I would miss.
Oh, well, wait till...
the kind of game that Gambus Khan, though, would absolutely love.
Yeah, it's, you need to pick up a treasure, so she'll say something like, epic win.
What?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, she went
I mean,
there.
I guess it's not bad. Zero's right. It's not really my type of game.
No, that game's not for you.
So, but that
Japanese.
Wraps it up for me for fondling. I don't know. Oh wow, dude just yelled, "It's only a girl." Yeah, that's terrible. anyways, that pretty much wraps it up for me for fondling. So, as far as future fondling goes, I don't know that it will be much different, honestly. Until I beat Red Dead Redemption and Halo Reach, I'm not really going to buy anything else, or probably even play anything else other than the stuff I already have. So,
well, there you go.
That wraps it up.
All right, so now we're going to skip across the pond and head on over to Mr. John W.
Yeah. Well, this week, what have I been playing? A little bit of FIFA 09, obviously, with K-Dub over there. Awesome time, some cracking attempts on goals, some near misses, yeah. It is pretty awesome, and it was like, we sat on there for almost 3 hours, and it felt like just half an hour. It was so much fun. So definitely going to try and get some more of that in, and FIFA 11 eventually. But I've been playing a rather large amount of Plants vs. Zombies. a very, 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 very large amount. I think I've got a problem. it's incredible. I'm one achievement short of S-ranking it, and it's the Survive 40 way flags of Horde. Well, basically, it's the survival mode, and that's going to be an absolute nightmare to do. So I'm trying my hardest to get that final achievement. And really, the sort of the other two games that I've been playing is Dead Rising 2, because we got it and you didn't. We got it, you didn't.
Wow.
I'm going to remember that in the future when we get, oh, wait a minute, everything before you do.
It's weird. I couldn't believe it when you tweeted me, Ken, and said, well, is it out there yet? Well, I thought you got it last week.
No.
So, but that and Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock, but another game that we got slightly early. But
not before me.
Yes, yours came on the same day as I get mine, I think, Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Dead Rising 2 is so much fun. It's absolutely amazing. You are going to love it, Drew. You really are. If you like the first one, there are still niggles. There's the odd problem that they sort of from the first game that they haven't really solved. For example, when you look at your watch to find out what you're doing, you're still vulnerable to attack. When you're drinking, you're still vulnerable to attack. So you know, and there are so many zombies, it dwarfs the first one. It absolutely wow. dwarfs it, because there are so many. I'm only a few hours in. Even at the early stages, you're absolutely surrounded by them everywhere, and it gets a little bit overwhelming when you're trying to regroup your thoughts and try and maybe manage what you want to do next, because obviously it works in the same way as the first one, where you have missions, you've got a little transmitter with somebody feeding you information about who's out there to save, and you get to choose what you want to do along with the main storyline. So that can be a little frustrating. Still no checkpoints, but they do give you 3 save slots, so it's a little bit better. Although, if you've bought K-Zero, that takes up one of your save slots, which is really odd.
What the hell?
So if you bought K-Zero, as I did, when you go into, because you can obviously import your character, and there's it starts off at the beginning saying, do you want to import your character from K-Zero? And you can choose yes or no, or if you choose no, you can do it at any point from the options screen. But basically, when you pick a slot to save in, it's already got the K-Zero taking up slot 1, and you've got 2 slots, which is a little bit strange. But it's the no checkpoint issue that's the biggest gripe, because obviously if you've played the first one, you start off, if you haven't played K-Zero and you haven't leveled up your character, you start off with 4 health bars. It's incredibly easy to lose those and not find food to replenish your health. And if you've half an hour, 45 minutes into a mission, or you got sidetracked somewhere and you didn't save, you end up throwing your controller K-Dub style at the screen. but that aside, it is an amazing amount of fun. The combo weapon system is brilliant. You're just, trying to find what goes with what, and some of the animations for some of the other weapons, because obviously K-Zero only had a few. There are a couple more that I've played with, which are, it's just good fun. It's inventive and amusing. The dressing up obviously is there. It's if you like the first one, you will love the second one. So you've got no fears there at all, Drew. It's incredible. It's a few niggles aside, it's a solid 8 or 9 out of 10, I think. And I would certainly recommend anybody picking that up if you like Killer Zombies, which is what I've been doing a lot of this week.
Yeah, Plants vs. Zombies and you versus Zombies, so there you
and
go.
Me versus the only other sort of a little niggle is that some of the time you spend on your bike, because obviously Chuck Green is a motocross bike rider, and the controls for the bike are a little bit crappy. But hopefully that's not going to take up too much more of the game. And then, as I say, Warriors of Rock, Guitar Hero.
Yes.
That guitar is fucking amazing.
I was trying to tell you, K-Dub.
That guitar is absolutely awesome. It actually feels better than the last one I played with was a Metallica one. I'm not sure what generation that is. I'm not a big Guitar Hero player. I play on easy and I don't care what anyone says. But it does, the new guitar feels a lot better to handle and to control with. The track listing is really good. You've got the likes of, Def Leppard's on there, so I'm happy. But, you know, you've got, so awesome.
Do you have to play the drums with one arm when you play a Def Leppard song?
Oh my god.
I did make a comment to my girlfriend playing that when you watch a video, I said, that's not right, look, she's not got one arm. the track, you know, you got Def Leppard, you got Kiss, Megadeth, Slipknot, Anthrax, I think, is in there. You've got Tom Petty as usual. They normally make an appearance in those games. Crikey, over 90 tracks.
Oh yeah,
wow.
Most of which are good. Most of which are playable straight away with quick play, but there are some songs that are locked out until you progress through what has to be the worst story mode in any game ever made.
It's a guitar game.
I know, but even so, why do they go back to a story? I don't know. You've got to unleash the warriors within these people so that they can find some guitar of eternity and hit somebody over the head with it. It's like, it's a the daftest thing, and it does kind of annoy me that they do lock certain songs out, but luckily I would say 90% of the songs are there ready to play, and the challenges on the songs are quite good. There are multiple challenges for different instruments and on each of the songs, which you can then post your scores and compare them to how your friends have done, and obviously little leaderboards there. So that's quite good fun. But the only other issue is the fact that there's no DLC at the moment, because obviously it's not out in the States yet. So I reckon you won't see any DLC until next week. And you also can't import, the song or the track lists from previously bought games like Metallica or Five or Greatest Hits, because you put the code in and it just says it's not available. So again, I reckon they're waiting until next week before they put that up online, which will be handy if you've got a big back catalogue of the Guitar Hero games and you can just stick one disc in and away you go. But it's good fun, and it looks very good as well. The highway is nice and clear. You know, a lot of progress has made since some of the earlier ones. And you get to play with your avatar again, which is pretty wicked.
Guitar Hero. Now, if you already imported your songs, though, they do show up. Like, if you imported them into Five or Band Hero. Yeah, because all of my songs showed up except for Fives, obviously, because I had...
Last one.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. No, I've not imported any of the previous ones, so they're all there. The code, you know, the option to import's there, and they say put your code in, and that makes you go through putting the 200-digit code in, and then... It tells you, sorry, it's not available right now. Come back later. So it was a bit annoying, but it's not as if, you know, if you do want to play it, you just put in another disc. It's not the end of the world.
No. Well, but you know, multi-disc things, that's evil.
Well, at least they don't charge for it. Didn't Rock Band charge for it?
Actually, they do charge for it.
Do they?
It's 480 points. It says free until you click it.
What?
No, it does say free.
Yeah, it said free.
So they give you a code to pay for something?
The code is not the code. The way Guitar Hero works is every game has a code on the back of the instruction manual, and it's used to prove that you own it. So that's the only reason. That's the only purpose the code serves.
Oh my gosh!
So it's just like Rock Band, where anytime you import something, you have to pay for it. Like I think Lego Rock Band was $10, and Green Day was like $5, or you know. It's the same principle.
Well, that's a bit unfair, since as I tell you it's free.
Yeah, it says free until I hit it, and then it told me it wanted 480 points. Which is, you know, it happens when things get released early, like over here. I actually tricked the last version into giving it to me for free, because it didn't register, and apparently it was charged, so... I don't know. It's weird how it works, but all of them charge to import your songs into a new game. I'm sure Rock Band 3 will do the same thing.
Yeah.
Cheeky motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I still enjoy it. It's a good game. It just hurts your eyes. You can't play it for too long, otherwise you just start seeing highways in front of you wherever you look. And then the very, very brief play of Halo Reach. Very, very brief. I think I've maybe about 30-40 minutes, not much at all, but I like the way that looks. I just haven't got into it as much as I wanted to, as with the like release of Dead Rising and my strange addiction to plants as a zombies. But it looks very, very good. Plays a place as a Halo game does, as you'd expect, so I will hopefully crack on with that at some point.
All right.
That's all I played this week.
And this week coming up,
probably more zombie killing in one form or another.
Yeah, zombie killing household over there.
And if I may, depending on what offers some of the supermarkets do over here, I may pick up FIFA 11. Last year, a couple of the big major supermarkets pissed off the gaming retailers by selling it half price for 3 days, and the gaming retailers got a little bit upset about it, because FIFA is one of the biggest UK sellers. You know, it sells, it's probably next to Call of Duty in how much it sells over here, and they got a little bit upset, so it might be that the supermarkets do it again. So if they do, I might just have to go and pick that up. If not, I might wait a few weeks till payday.
Alrighty. Well, I guess that leaves me, and I did play a lot until we started talking. I also played the two demos, Arcania, Gothic 4. I got about 3 steps in, realized he had a sheep herder on his back, and turned it off. I was like,
you know, there's a knife right next to you.
You know what? I didn't care. I'm like, okay, this is a wombat game. It's kind of like your reaction to Blade Kitten.
Yeah.
I popped on the demo. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm not playing another one of these, because they're not my thing. And of course, we talked about Enslave. That was really, really good. On the PS3, I did get Brunswick Pro Bowling that supports the Move.
Nice.
I was all excited, and then I played it.
Oh, is it terrible?
I don't understand. Like, I know Killer Wolverine, and I'm sure Gambus to some degree can talk about how accurate the Move controller is and how good it feels and how realistic it feels.
Uh-huh.
I played an entire frame of bowling, and my throws ranged from 1 mile an hour to 9 miles an hour, no matter how I threw it. And I'm like, this just does not feel... you know, you're expecting Wii Bowling, because Wii Bowling is the definitive, and, well, Sony,
right.
Sony's had, what, now 3 years to up that?
Yeah.
And this game...
It's sad, because I've really wanted a good professional bowling game for years, ever since Brunswick Pro Tour on the original PlayStation.
Well, you could always go out and play bowling.
Well, yeah, but that's
yeah,
no
well,
fun.
I could. I took a year off bowling this year, because I got burnout on it. Off real bowling this year, because I got burnout.
No, I was actually really, really excited to play this, and I put it in. And, you know, I sat there, and for the whole time, I went online, and he was like, am I doing something wrong? I don't really think I could be doing anything wrong. You hold down the trigger, you pull your arm back, you push it forward, and you release the trigger. How fucking hard is this? And I could never have a consistent throw.
You gotta get your form down, man.
You know what? I was whipping frisbees around in frisbee golf like nobody's business, and apparently Brunswick bowling just escapes me. I'm sorry. I will give it another try, but as of right now, I'm very disappointed. I was actually really excited about another motion-controlled bowling game that actually, you know, didn't look like Rayman was playing it. So, I wasn't too thrilled with that one. Trying to think. That's really, I meant to play more on my PS3 this week. I actually wanted to throw Sports Champions back in, but then Wednesday night, they like unloaded Xbox Live Arcade codes on me. Because you know there were 4 new games released on Xbox Live Arcade this week. Plus they sent me an early code for Hydrophobia, so it was like, hey, here, your weekend's pretty much set. And then Activision dumped 2 giant packages on me. And by the way, does anybody need any plastic instruments?
I could use another plastic guitar. So
Activision this weekend sent me the new guitar, the new drums, and another new guitar. So I have in my house right now, I have 4 guitars and 3 sets of drums. So, you know.
Wow.
Anybody need any plastic instruments? Come see me.
Come see me.
But I did, like John was talking about, Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock, I think I have caught the bug again. It's kind of sad, but the set list just feels so good on guitar. Songs like, obviously, and John, did you play through the quest mode, the Rush segment?
No, I didn't. When we went through the playlist, because Rush segment is obviously cut off. That's part of the, because there are like 7.
Yeah, there's 7 parts, and if you play it in the quest mode, you do it all in one shot, and it's 20 minutes long.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That was epic. All I can say is that was epic. Oh, my fingers hurt so bad after that. But I just love the track list. The 3 Megadeth songs are great to play on guitar. The Rush songs are great. I mean, there's just so many great songs on there that I was kind of like, and you know, they may be DLC in Rock Band, but I was kind of like, wow, these haven't been in a game yet. You know, like, I'm sure songs like Twisted Sisters, We're Not Gonna Take It, has been in.
Oh, that was one. I love that song.
Yeah, and, you know, Unskinny Bop by Poison.
Wasn't the best one to pick.
No,
to be fair.
No, but it does have a good guitar riff.
True.
And the Def Leppard version of Pour Some Sugar on Me is just ridiculous on guitar. I didn't realize that song was that crazy.
It is, because it's a live version. And
yeah,
it is epic.
Yeah, that was. I've got the bug again, and it's totally because of the guitar, because they sent me the new drums, and the new drums are nice. I wouldn't say, you know, if you own a set of drums to go out and buy these. I mean, they're perfected Guitar Hero drums, so they are really good. But the drum parts, you know, I kind of played around for about an hour or two with the drums, and I'm like, you know, it's the drums. I still enjoy playing it, but I got addicted to Guitar Hero playing the guitar. And it feels like Warriors of Rock kind of went back to that kind of song set. Because most of the songs you can totally feel. Like, even some of the Rush parts of 2112 do not even have vocals or drums. So, you can totally feel that this game was, you know, generalized towards the guitar. And that's great. That's what I love. I think I already have, like, 6 hours in the game after this weekend.
So. Although it is quite amusing playing Bohemian Rhapsody, because for most of the song there isn't actually
no
guitar in it.
Yeah, but you gotta
admit, playing the keyboard.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, like, the way that they did the character singing the song in the background, if you're watching it, that's so well done.
I'm too busy looking at the highway to see anything else.
Oh, if you get a chance and watch somebody else play it, watch the people singing the song. It's so perfect. Like, all 4 of them come together with the like background, and they're singing the lyrics and stuff. It's just perfect. So, but yeah, that I think that was the song when I realized, like, hey, I'm getting addicted to Guitar Hero again, and I need help. So my review of that will be up this week. I actually really, really enjoyed it. And Activision, I kind of joked about this with my wife last night. I was like, you know, the thing about them sending me new plastic instruments every year is I never have to worry about if one of mine breaks. I always get replacements every year.
Damn.
Arcade games. Well, actually, I finished Halo Reach. I'll say that. Was it great? was a great campaign. I'm not really sure where people are getting 10 hours. I mean, it's not like I played it through on Legendary, because I'm just not that crazy. but that took probably about seven and a half hours, which is fine for me. You know, that's a good length for me.
That's a good shooter campaign, I think.
Yeah.
That's what your mom said.
No, I bet it was. She's like, I like it when you give me the Halo reach around. But immediately after I finished the campaign, I was like, you know what? It's time to play some multiplayer. So I hopped into the Rumble Pit matchmaking, and I finished second, and I actually was in first most of the match. And I looked over, and my wife's watching me play, and I'm like, these guys must suck. I'm like, I'm in first place. This can't be good. But it's definitely Halo, and I love it. I am looking forward to getting online. I was supposed to play Saturday.
Hey.
Yeah, I got an invite for something on that Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
He was sleeping.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Whatever. But I'm looking forward to getting online and playing some of that, because it's definitely awesome. I love the armor layouts and stuff, because it really changes things up. You'll see people flying around in the jetpacks and using the shield bubble, and you know, it's just Halo. You're going to be playing it for years to come, and you're going to love it. I played some more Spider-Man. I like it. I really do. Other than the 2099 universe, totally not for me. Excuse me. I did get the new Deathspank, which I played a little bit of, and I'm kind of like, you know, I didn't finish the first one. I probably should do that first. But I think that's the fastest sequel in history.
Yeah, that blows my mind.
Yeah, it's kind of like 3 months, and here's a brand new six-hour game. I'm like, hey, yeah, you guys could have made one really long game.
That's what they were originally going to do, wasn't it?
I have no idea. These are the same guys that did the Penny Arcade RPGs, so... they seem to like, you know, to make...
You know what's funny is I read today that Arcania Gothic 4, they've actually already started work on a sequel to that.
Nice. And it's Gothic 4, so isn't it like the right. fourth one? Or is this like Leonard Part 6, where it's the first one, even though
no,
it's called
it's
Part 6?
One.
Okay. Because I would like to tell you about the yellow pudding.
Like, three people in the world who know about Leonard Part 6 are laughing right now.
I know. I liked that movie when I was a kid. You know, they had the little cameras that he had in the thing. It was a kid's meal thing at Ponderosa. Take that.
Right.
Anyway. Wombat talked about Alien Breed 2. I also am playing that for review. I really like it. My biggest problem... And if you played the first one, the second one is so much easier to see, which if you can imagine then how worse the first one must have been as far as being able to keep track of stuff on screen. But right. I guess my problem so far with the game is that I think I'm like an hour in, and I'm still on the first effing level.
Yikes.
And I'm like, you know, this is a downloadable game, I'm trying to play through it, and I'm like, and I even fought a big giant monster boss, you know, and you think, hey, that's the end of the level. No.
No.
And it's not that I have a problem with games being longer, but this just feels tedious. Like, you'll get to a point, and you basically recycle the same three actions. You'll get there, and you'll be like, oh, this doesn't work, go turn this valve. Okay, you turn this valve, now wait 30 seconds for the system to reboot. Oh, while you're waiting, a bunch of enemies are coming.
Yeah, well, it goes back to the same thing we've discussed on here before. There are some games, game types, that lend themselves to being long, and there are some game types that just don't lend themselves to a 8, 12, 15, 20-hour campaign.
No.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like a game like that would lend itself to hour-long levels.
No, it should be 20, 30-minute levels at most.
Right.
And there's only five of them because, you know, it tells you that there's five levels. But I do like the fact that they fixed the save system. In the first game, you had to find save points. There were no checkpoints. And they were really spread apart, so if you played for 15, 20 minutes and you died, well, tough luck. You're going to go back to the save point. So they did fix that with some auto saves and checkpoints, so that is really nice. The addition of co-op is cool, as well as the quintessential, hey, look, I've got Horde mode. It's in there. I am also playing Blade Kitten for review, and unlike Wombat, I like the goofy Japanese kind of game. I guess my biggest issue with the game is that the character feels really floaty when she jumps around.
Yeah.
And the combat is just so simple that it doesn't matter. Like, you literally press two buttons, and that's it. So it's not really about the combat. It's more about the presentation and the crazy story, which Gambus Khan would probably just drool all over. It's
definitely a Gambus Khan game.
Yeah, it's nothing like to write home about, other than the fact of the way it looks, because the art style is really, really cool. But it's entertaining and enjoyable for what it is, and there's not a whole lot like it on Xbox Live Arcade, so, or PSN for that matter. I also played Serious Sam, the second encounter. Yeah, it was a massive week for arcade games. You'd think they'd spread these out a little bit. The second encounter, HD Remix. What more can you say? It's Serious Sam. You're going to kill thousands and thousands of enemies with chainsaws and make witty little comments and try to be Duke Nukem. You know, it's...
Yeah, I was just about ready to say.
It's... We all... I think almost everybody loves Serious Sam to a point where it's like, okay, I will play it, but I don't really get excited if there's a new one kind of deal.
That's exactly what I'm talking about when I talked about Duke Nukem.
Yeah, you know, well... I mean,
everybody's going nuts about Duke Nukem. And they're when it comes out, they'll be like, oh, man, it's Duke Nukem.
Yeah, but that's what I'm expecting. I'm not over-exaggerating my hype for it. I know what's going to be in it, and that's why I'm excited. It's kind of like Mortal Kombat. Like, everybody's hyping up for that, and I'm like, you do realize it's going to be two guys fighting and performing some killer fatalities, right?
I don't know. It just seems like everybody's touting it to be, like, this... epic freaking game. I don't know.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, because they've been talking about it for so long that everybody thinks this is going to be like rewriting FPS history. No.
Probably get a 6.
Yeah, somebody will give it a 6 and it'll be a big story, you know. Yeah. So, but I know exactly what it is. It's kind of like when I started playing Serious Sam, I'm like, okay, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to run in here. There's going to be some crazy flying thing that flies at me. I'm going to shoot it. It's going to explode into itty bits and then I'm going to be happy. You know, and that's what Duke is. I'm going to run out there, and there's going to be some naked girl dancing, and I'm going to shoot an alien in the face. You know, I know what to expect.
And you're going to
be Saturday night.
That's gross.
Typical Saturday night if you're Gambus.
Yeah. Gambus is a pimp. P-I-M-P, pimp. all right. Finally, I'm on my last game. Hydrophobia, which is due out this week. The start of the fall arcade thing or whatever.
I can't remember what it's called. Feast. Game Feast.
Yeah,
it?
The Game Feast. That starts this week. And Hydrophobia is the first game. And a lot of people, and you know, I'm kind of getting sick of this too. I'm kind of sick of hearing this year's Shadow Complex. You know, Shadow Complex was Shadow Complex. We don't need this year's Shadow Complex until Shadow Complex 2 comes out. So... But Hydrophobia is an interesting game. It's kind of like an action adventure type game where you're basically in the future and you're on this giant ship that is basically the last salvation of mankind because there's a giant flood that's engulfed the world. It's actually got a really pretty deep story for a downloadable title. And I'm hearing a lot of people talk about how this game could have been retail. They chose to put it on... downloadable form because it was cheaper and things like that. And, you know, after playing it, yeah, it could have been a full-fledged title. As I don't want to say this negatively because the game is good, but it won't sit on the shelf next to, you know, a Call of Duty or a Halo for $60. I'm sorry. It is good. I think the water physics are really, really good. I like the characters and the story behind it. But seriously, Scoot, and whoever plays this will understand what I'm talking about, his accent will really grate on your nerves.
What kind of accent does he have?
He has a Scottish accent, and there's actually a scene where I'm crawling through an elevator shaft, and he's like, well, how's the bit go? I knew. What's it feel like to be a TV dinner? I'm like,
that's a piss poor Scottish accent.
That was terrible.
That's the thing is I'm trying to impersonate him.
Ah, okay.
And his is killing me throughout the game. And the fact that she sounds like she's surprised to be in the game. Like her character, every time she says something, she's like, "I know, Scoot. where are we going? I'm like, we're getting in the mystery machine and we're going to solve some mysteries, Scooby. Yeah.
So is there a lot of underwater elements to it? Is it all underwater or...?
No, it's not all underwater at all. In fact, that's what I actually like about it, is the water physics are really cool. Like, say you're in a room and there's just like a couple of inches of water on the floor. If you shoot like a window that is holding some water in it, when it comes out, it actually affects your character realistically. Like, they'll get pushed up against the wall, or they'll slow down, or, you know, if there's enemies in the room, it'll knock them off their feet. I mean, it's really well done as far as the water physics go. You can tell that is what they focused on. I mean, it's even built on the hydro engine.
Well, for somebody who found the water levels of Tomb Raider extremely annoying, how would I find the game?
Did you find them annoying because you kept running out of breath?
Yeah, and because it was the controls are too floaty.
Yeah,
you know, you're in water.
Yeah, the controls in this are pretty loose. When you first start playing it, like, running around without having your gun drawn or in stealth mode, your character kind of flops around against different pieces of the environment. So I ran around most of the time with my gun out or in stealth mode because it seemed more... I had more control.
Another normal Saturday night for you then, Ken.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. But it's a hard game to talk about because it's really good. It's definitely an excellent game for $15. Here's the funny thing is I actually glitched it about two-thirds of the way through the game. I was on the end of Act 2, and I got to a point where I couldn't progress because the game glitched over it, and it wouldn't give me the item I needed to get out of the room. So I kept trying to reload it, hoping that it would fix it, and eventually it just didn't do anything. So I had to start the whole act over, so I lost an hour's worth of gameplay.
Ugh.
So I was kind of pissed about that.
Did you tweet about that?
Why. Yes, I did.
I didn't know if somebody else had the same problem on Twitter, but if that was you, that was, yeah.
Yeah, I was so pissed. I started it over last night, and the funny thing is I got back to the point where I was, and I got past it, and then I turned it off. I was like, all right, I'm pissed. So, but no, it's really good. It's a nice start to the arcade. I guess it's going to be an episodic game. So I don't know. I haven't finished it yet. So the story is... I'm actually enjoying the story. The combat's a little hackneyed. The controls are a little loose. But it's really an interesting game, especially for $15. It's definitely worth $15. And
Is it like a Metroidvania game?
No, not at all. You don't earn anything. It's basically like... I almost got a survival horror vibe from it because you get this gun that basically shoots sonic boom so it doesn't kill anybody. And yes, Scoot at one point when I shot somebody went, "Sonic Boom!"
Oh, God.
So, yeah, there you go.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's not bad. I've actually heard, I've been following it for about 2 years. That's how long it's been.
Jesus.
Yeah. If you go on the site, you can actually see the original screenshots of it, and it looks completely different than it does now. But I'd suggest trying out the trial, because it's different. It's good. I keep finding myself wanting to go back and play it, but I also find myself getting frustrated at it. So, you know, the climbing isn't all that good. It has some platforming. The combat is just awful. Every time there's combat involved, I'm just like, I don't want to do this. Even though you can kill them with environmental things like explosions and electrical wires, and you can drown them. But I don't know. I'm enjoying it, but I don't think it's, you know, oh my God, I can't believe this is the next Shadow Complex. So there you go. And that's it. As far as this week, to finish up Guitar Hero for review. And post a lot of reviews, I can tell you that. And Dead Rising. I'm excited. Yeah. I hope I love it. I really do.
I think you'll be alright.
I hope so, because I got really pissed at the first one. I only beat it once, and I was pissed by the end of it. So I had to keep starting over. I'm like, you stupid checkpoint system.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if you didn't like that, you might be a bit upset.
Yeah, I didn't even beat the first one because the checkpoint system annoyed me so bad.
Wow.
I got sick of trying to rescue the same two people over again and dying and having to start all the way back.
Yeah, it can get frustrating after a while. I hope I love it, because that's the thing about Capcom is they make such great, like, you know, experiences. It's just getting to them that can sometimes be a frustration. So
yeah,
we will see. And I got to admit, that collector's edition is badass. It really is.
What's in it?
It basically looks like a box of the Zombrex, like to keep you from turning into a zombie stuff.
Yeah.
And it comes with the Xbox 360 version. Comes with a movie, like a movie built for the game. I think it's live action. It also has a syringe full of Zombrex. You just need to look it up online. It's just a really sweet little package. But
yeah, I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, it's like $80, I think. So it's kind of it's over my price range of what I want to pay, you know. But it does look pretty cool. It's more novelty, I think. So all right, now that we got the fondling over, it's time to run through everything else. So we're gonna do new releases first. I may skip through news. Hey Gambus, you want to dig through news while I'm doing this and see if there's anything huge? Because I know you're looking at it. All
right. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. All right.
So I'm gonna do new releases this week, and I'm gonna start with the most awesome game ever. It's Farm Frenzy Animal Country for the DS is out this week.
Pre-ordered and paid off.
Yeah. Samurai Warriors 3 for the Wii. Boy, that's just a combination of suck right there, isn't it? Samurai Warriors 3 on the Wii. So, the Sims 3 Deluxe Edition comes out this week. The Atelier Rorona, the Alchemist of Arland, comes out this week. Deer Drive.
What?
For the DS. Deer, D-E-E-R, Drive.
Right, what the hell do you do?
I guess you hunt
drive
some deer. Dude, I would play that game.
I would pay big money for that.
You know, if I could, like, ride it in first person so you only see the antlers, like a racing game. Dude, I would totally do that.
You'd ride it in first person,
all
right.
Oh, I bet I would. Dead Rising 2 hits this week. All versions, PS3, 360, PC, including the collector's editions. Death Smiles gets released this week in non-collector's edition form. Front Mission Evolved lands this week for PS3, PC, and 360. FIFA Soccer 2011 for DS, PS3, PC, PSP, 360, your mom, everything comes out this week. Guitar Hero in 14 different bundles comes out this week. See how many people laugh when I say this. Greg Hastings Paintball 2 comes out this week. Comes out this week for the Wii.
Really for that one.
For the Wii and 360. Gambus, you bought PS Move? Get Fit with Mel B comes out this week for the PS3 Move. So you can get fit with a former Spice Girl.
Sweet.
It's good to see the Move carrying on the Wii's tradition of horrible shovelware exercise games.
Yes.
But this one's got Mel B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell her what you want. What you really, really want.
I should be on the front of the ball.
It should be.
Yeah. It should be.
Haunted.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I don't
want
to be a loud ass. Haunted.
John, you're lucky we even let you on the show, considering your country spawned that abomination.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And a movie.
I apologize.
And a movie. They made a movie.
With Meatloaf.
That's
right.
I think Justin Bieber's ours, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
No, wait. He's Canadian. He's Canadian.
Oh, he's Canadian?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not ours.
Thank God.
Haunted House for the Wii comes out this week.
Oh, we got Miley Cyrus, though.
Yeah, we do have Miley Cyrus. Sorry about that. Morphix comes out for the Xbox 360. I don't even know what the hell that is.
I don't either.
It's weird. It's made by 505 Games, the same great company that bought you Naughty Bear.
Oh, nice.
So, My Sims Sky Heroes comes out for the DS, the PS3, the 360, and the Wii.
You know, I looked at that demo on the Xbox Live Marketplace and did not download it.
Yeah, me either.
But I thought about it, so maybe that counts for something.
That counts for the fact that you need to see a doctor. Oops, Prank Party. Comes out for the Wii.
What?
Give me a break.
Oh, wait.
Can't be even trying anymore.
It gets better. Pet Fantasy. Moonlight Magic. Sounds like pedophile porn. I don't like that.
Bestiality.
Yeah, bestiality porn. This is gross. Plants vs. Zombies comes out in box form this week for 360. So you can buy it in the store.
Really?
John will probably buy that just because he's addicted.
It comes with Peggle, I think. It's a box. It's like a package thing.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
So that's $20, which is a good deal for both of those games.
Mm.
I know Killer Wolverine will chuckle when I say this, but Quantum Theory comes out this week.
Oh, God.
The game we heard about for ages as being the Japanese Gears of War. Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's hope the Japanese don't make Gears of War anymore.
That game is awful. Just plain awful.
Rapala Pro Bass Fishing 2010 comes out this week for the 360, the PS2, the PS3, the PSP, the DS, the Wii, and that's it.
What, no regular Xbox?
No regular Xbox.
Damn.
No Game Boy.
Put mine away then.
No Game Boy Color. Sid Meier's Pirates comes out for the Wii this week. Scripps Spelling Bee comes out for the DS. Tropico 3 Gold Edition for the PC, as well as the Guild 2 Renaissance. Final Fantasy 14 Regular Edition. The Painkiller we talked about last week apparently got pushed back to this week. And here's one I didn't know. The Sly Collection comes out October 1st.
What? Really? This soon?
Yeah, that's what it says right here. Awesome. That's the last game on my list, the Sly Collection, October 1st.
Those are great games, too.
They are great. Hopefully they don't get overlooked.
I did not know that came out this week.
I didn't either.
Son of a bitch. And it supports PS Move in 3D. What's up?
Oh, 3D. Awesome.
Yeah. So there you go.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you got a 3D TV, didn't you, John?
Yes. I have played Super Stardust HD in 3D, and it will blow your mind. It's awesome.
All right. So, Gamers, did you come across any interesting news?
Yeah, something about Shigeru Miyamoto wishing that he wants to create the modern-day equivalent to the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, well, stop making Pikmin.
Yeah. Okay, let me see. Here's an interesting story. Halo Reach comes up short in Japan. It finishes fourth place in sales with just a little over 44,000 copies sold.
What was the first What was the first place? Butt Plug Simulator?
Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah, Pokemon with, Black and White or whatever.
Yeah, 2.5 million sales.
Is there even that many people on that tiny island?
And get this. Guess what game beat out Halo for third place?
Quantum Theory.
No.
Dude, I would fly to Japan and punch every Japanese person in the face.
Number three was Yu-Gi-Oh!
Wow.
Oh, there you go. It says it all.
This is why I don't want to live in Japan.
Yeah, actually, the full title is Yu-Gi-Oh! 5D's Tag Force 5.
I thought you were going to say Yu-Gi-Oh! D's Nuts.
Might as well. And,
I thought you were going to say Yu-Gi-Oh! D's Games Really Suck.
Yeah, and the second place was Front Mission Evolved for PS3 with 51,000.
That doesn't surprise me. Front Mission's a big thing over in Japan.
Yeah.
What about the PlayStation 3's 3.5 update killing some Mad Catz controllers?
Yeah.
But you know what's funny is I got an email from Mad Catz the other day saying that that's really blown out of proportion in the media because you have to have a controller that was like created back in 2008.
Uh-huh.
It's the 2008 wireless PS3 gamepad. It's one. Huh. It's discontinued, too, so.
Buy a new controller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat it.
I'll pick up where Gambus is leaving off. The Alan Wake DLC, The Writer, is coming October 12th, and can you believe this is the last one? So much for episodic gaming.
Well, it didn't sell very well, though, did it, really? Mm-hmm. Not what they'd hoped.
No, not what they'd hoped, so. Apparently they're going to wrap it up in this last DLC.
Mm-hmm.
Fumitu Ueda says that The Last Guardian is not a pet game. So
cool.
Well, that's good.
You don't even pay to play as the kid. You play as the pet.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be more fun. Oh, wait, not playing it would be more fun.
Oh, my God.
The size of the size of that animal in the train.
There's no joy in your life.
I have plenty of joy in my life just because I don't like to play the stupid artsy games.
I was going to say, the size of the animal in that trailer, I hope it's not a pet game because I ain't cleaning up the shit after that.
See, that's the perfect time to use the Jeff Goldblum line from Jurassic Park. That's one big pile of shit. It's a rumor that a Mad Max game might be under development by the guys who made Just Cause, which just sounds awesome.
Does sound pretty cool. I wonder if Mel Gibson's going to be in it and hurl racial epithets at people.
Here's a really funny headline. Apparently Kojima is reflecting on what constitutes a Kojima game. Could that be any more arrogant?
Yeah.
Surely what constitutes a Kojima game is he make it.
Yeah, that's usually
a Kojima game.
Is that shit crazy?
Next thing you know, Hideo Kojima's going to be like, there's Hideo Kojima, and then there's Hideo Kojima.
No, there's Hideo Kojima, and then there's Hideo Kojima.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway,
yeah.
Here's one that'll only affect Wombold. Activision is taking over the NASCAR rights.
Really? So they're actually going to make a current-gen NASCAR?
Yes, it's going to be developed by Utechnics.
Interesting.
So.
And you may actually get to turn left or right.
That's a lie. There was a Prince of Persia spinoff set in modern times that was canceled by Ubisoft.
Set in modern times.
That would be very interesting.
That would be amazing.
Be a parkour game.
Yeah.
We talked about the Dead Space 2 beta secretly kicked off. Apparently Dead Rising Case Zero is, like, just crazy as far as sales go. Capcom called it their most dynamic sales weapon.
So, it's the kind of stuff that only corporate people say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a new Wii Remote coming this November. It's going to have it built in with the Wii Motion Plus, and it's going to be shipping with a new game called Fling Smash.
Wow, that sounds
shovelware.
Terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what we need. More shovelware. Wow, Gambus, that Halo story was deep down.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a new Shantae game coming. Does anybody even remember Shantae?
Yeah. The hell I don't even know what that is.
That's the girl from Power Stone. The gypsy girl or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a new game coming out with her in it, but no new Power Stone.
Well, of course not. You know they made a Shantae game on the game, what was it, Game Boy Color?
Yeah, it was Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
It was a Capcom game. A lot of people that were involved with like the Mega Man, a lot of the 80s Capcom properties were involved with it. And the new one is being made by Way Forward, which is a development company that specializes in old school type of gameplay. They did the last Contra game for the DS, and they've done several other games. They're really, really good developer company.
All right. The Halo Reach players are sick. I will say that. The first week shows that they have a 2.63-hour average gameplay session, and over 30% of the people who played for more than 30 hours.
Wow.
In the first week. Whew, get a job. Wow.
Yeah, that's it.
Put down the doobie and get a job.
Wow.
Just your game
calling him out right there.
Yes, he just said doobie.
It's like I'm in the 70s again.
Wow. Welcome back. Super Meat Boy is getting free DLC on Xbox Live Arcade, and the development team says it's a FU overpriced DLC move. So... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Blockbuster has officially filed for bankruptcy, finally. We all knew it was coming.
Yeah, we all knew it was coming.
Wow. Apparently Project Milo has been canceled, so you can't show him...
Again?
Can't show him dirty pictures of your mom.
Yeah, anymore. Unfortunately, Gambus is very disappointed.
I think he is.
Oh, jeez.
Gambus was going to hook a TV up in his flat panel van just to play Milo.
Okay, wow.
Moving on.
Little Big Planet 2 is delayed until 2011, January 2011 to be specific. Cave Story has been confirmed for DSiWare. Canadians now have Netflix streaming.
Awesome.
And Justin Bieber.
What else we got? Microsoft's still saying that the next console is years away, blah, 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 blah. Take-Two is apparently going to participate in the used game market. This is some shitty news this week. I don't really care. I really wish one of us was in PlayStation Plus, because I guess there was a Castlevania demo this week.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
It was only available to Plus subscribers.
Yeah, bastard.
Huh.
Yeah, I wanted to play that. Capcom is teaming with Level 5 for a mystery project. Apparently Level 5 is making like 400 games that you don't know about yet. Seems like every week we hear about a new...
Level 5?
Yeah, Level 5 game, and everybody's like, oh my god, Level 5 is so awesome! And we haven't seen a game from them in a little while.
Yeah.
White Knight Chronicles.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Apparently the 3DS tech specs have been leaked. It has 1.5 gigabytes of storage, 64 megabytes of RAM, and two CPUs. As Gambus mentioned, Pokemon Black and White sell 2.6 million copies in 2 days in Japan.
It's crazy.
That's ridiculous. Super Street Fighter 4 has been canceled on PC due to piracy.
Wow.
So, there you go.
There's going to be a lot of PC players that are going to be mad.
Yeah. Apparently there's new DLC coming to Hydro Thunder. That's news to me. That's pretty cool.
It's news to everyone. That's why they call it news.
Shut up. I usually know most of this stuff before I started. Best Buy is apparently giving some video games.
It's news. They call it olds.
I'll call you shut up.
You'd be reading the olds every week. And nobody would listen because they'd already know.
Hey, you shut up. Apparently Best Buy is moving around their space that was formerly reserved for CDs and DVDs back to video games. So apparently it's getting a little crowded over there. Like, who buys CDs anymore?
Nobody.
See? You either download it or you steal it, right?
That's the American way.
That is the American way.
Hey, I still buy CDs.
Yeah, because you're weird.
Yeah,
I still like CDs.
Yeah, we've been talking about for the last few months these HD collections. You know, the Sly one, the Eco Shadow of the Colossus. There's a Prince of Persia and a Splinter Cell one coming now. Apparently, they were leaked. And they will be released in November alongside another little HD collection.
What were those two? Announce those again?
Prince of Persia and Splinter Cell.
Oh, okay.
And you know that the other one coming in November that's pretty much been confirmed by everybody but Warner Brothers is the Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
HD collection, which just gets my panties in a bunch. That's so exciting.
Now, are these just for PlayStation 3?
I've heard that the Mortal Kombat apparently is. These two... Yeah, I don't know what's the deal. I think it would be stupid to put any of them exclusive to one system, except for, like, you know, the ones that have to be.
Yeah.
But I think Mortal Kombat would just destroy if they released it on both. I think if you limit it to PS3, it'll do well, but it won't do what it could. So, I don't know. We'll see. What else we got going on? Billy Blanks is getting his own Wii exercise game.
Yes.
Wow.
Tybo, man.
Talking about keeping it current with Billy Blanks, star of such great films as... There you go.
Was he in a movie?
He's been in loads of movies, Billy Blanks. He was like early 90s. I'm just trying to think of some Tiger Claw or something, you know, real cheesy,
really
50
crappy
pence production
movies.
Yeah, real dodgy stuff. I can remember seeing a couple of them years and years ago.
All right, I still don't care. Apparently, Visceral has already started planning for Dead Space 3.
Working on a multiplayer.
Yeah, I just chuckle about that because seriously, are we talking about Dead Space 3 already? There's been some new details confirmed for Batman Arkham City. It may have some vehicles and some Catwoman co-op.
Woo-hoo! And some Robin.
Yeah, Robin.
That was confirmed as a fake picture, by the way.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was confirmed fake. Thank God.
I don't want Robin. I want Nightwing.
So, Michael Jackson, yeah. MMO.
Whatever next.
Yep.
There is a Michael Jackson MMO.
It's called Planet Michael. It's coming in 2011.
Yep.
It's a free-to-play social experience that will celebrate his life as an artist and a humanitarian.
All right, here's the deal.
And a pedophile?
Make me rip that one.
Now, let's not bring that up. Come on. Let the man die in peace.
What did you say, Drew?
I said, don't make me review that one.
No.
That's on your list.
Oh, good.
I'm sending it to you.
All I know is if they ever make a Justin Bieber MMO, they better not set it next to the Michael Jackson one on the shelf.
Oh, God bless it.
Oh, my God.
But him.
Man's
he's a little too old for my man.
The next Tomb Raider may go open world. Let's move on. So there you go. I don't know. Oh yeah, Steve Wiebe apparently reclaimed his Donkey Kong world record again.
Sweet. Thank God for that.
Yeah, thank Jesus for making Donkey Kong still relevant in 2010. Thank you.
Yeah.
The Halo patch coming up is going to add campaign matchmaking. What the hell? Nah, we're done there. We're back to the limbo as the best selling. Okay, I flew through that pretty fast. I rocked it. Questions. Che Morongo says that his game center name. Which, by the way, did anybody else get into the beta for the dashboard?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
Yes.
Okay. So I haven't got mine yet, so I can't speak on it. But I apparently will have it soon. His game center name is Che Morongo. He says, add me, Holmes. By the way, I am amazed Xbox Live survived the Reach launch. Color me impressed.
He added me as a friend this week, so hi, Che.
There you go. You got Follow Fridays from Shanghai 6 and H-Dogger twice. Eddie Bishop says, I just got Civ 5 yesterday. That game rules. 5 hours went by in what seemed like 10 minutes.
Wow.
It's a long session, brother.
Yeah.
He rocked it. Lieutenant Renji says, hi, guys. Bought Borderlands a couple of weeks ago, and it became my favorite game of all time. Also finished Mafia 2, but disappointed. I can see both of those statements being true.
Mm-hmm.
So, I liked Mafia 2, but, man, that ending sucked. I was so pissed. Here's a good one. Key134 says, I dropped my iTouch down the toilet. So when I get my BlackBerry this week, you guys will be the first podcast I listen to on it.
Awesome.
Hey, I'm going to be disappointed.
That's what we like. Yeah.
Hey!
your iPod's going to be disappointed.
Yeah. That's got to be a downgrade, right? Davos Blood says, howdy all, I was curious how many of you have seen Inception and what you thought of it. So far it's my favorite movie of the year. If anybody on this podcast says anything about this that spoils, I will punch you in the chesticle.
Yeah, me too.
It is an amazing, amazing film.
I'm dying to see it. I know that me and K-Dub were supposed to go see it at the Dollar Theater when it came in.
Yeah, I have not seen it.
I will quite happily back Davos Blood on that one. It is definitely one of the films of the year, possibly the film of the year, for sure.
I need to see it.
Yeah.
And what happens at the end, and wow.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all shut up right now. Because I need to go see it. I've become somewhat of a Nolan fanboy because of his amazing work for the Batman series, so, you know. Anyway. Tortellini1 says, I hope that you guys have a great show. Are you more interested in Medal of Honor or Call of Duty?
Call of Duty.
Medal of Honor.
I'm not interested either way, to be fair.
Yeah,
I'm not really either.
I've had my I've had my fill of those sort of games now.
Who said Medal of Honor?
Your mom.
Did you really say Medal of Honor?
I don't give a shit.
I love you too.
I mean, I'm tired of first-person shooters. So.
No, you're not.
You're right, I'm not.
See?
I'm just tired of Call of Duty.
Whatever. I'm not going to argue that. You can be tired of it all you want, and when I'm talking about how awesome it is, you can suck on it.
Oh, I'll probably get it.
Yeah, I know you will. See, we're all part of the problem, not the solution.
Yeah.
Damn Activision, damn you!
He said, Davos Flood also says, oh yeah, and on a game-related note, if you were to choose between the Call of Duty and Halo franchises, where do you fall?
Halo.
Halo?
Halo.
Now Halo, yeah.
Anybody going to say Call of Duty?
Oh, go on then.
Okay.
Man, I'll take Call of Duty.
Really?
I like Call of Duty. I do.
Now, did you just say I'm tired of Call of Duty?
I'm tired of first-person shooters.
Oh, okay. I was confused.
No.
Okay, I'm going to read this. We talked about this a little bit earlier. I don't get it, so if somebody can explain it to me, that would be awesome. Nobody on the show can apparently explain it to me, but H-Dogger says, your best Halo experience. Or pick three people on Earth to rape, kill, and marry. And plus two if you get the reference. So I'm glad that you specified that it was a reference, because if you just asked me if I had to pick three people on Earth to rape, I would probably just like have to... I'd have to call you out on that. That's wrong. So I don't know the reference. So if somebody could tell me.
Yeah, I don't know the reference either.
Nope.
Yeah, me neither.
As far as the best Halo moment, dude, I can't remember. There's been so many freaking crazy sticky grenades on warthogs and, you know, headshotting somebody craziness. As you're falling. And
right.
Just doing something awesome and then you scream and then, like, you wake up everybody in your house.
I think mine was when we got owned by a girl in real life.
Oh yeah, she said. Well, how does it feel to get beat by a girl in the real world?
Yeah, that was my best moment.
And I'm like, we just got in the real world.
I didn't know we were playing in the real world. I thought Halo was a video game.
Well, you better watch out because I got my plasma grenades in my back pocket.
Oh, I got my needler. Let's bring it.
I bet you do.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know what? Your mom has my needler.
Oh yeah. I bet yours is pink.
It is. Anyway, so I'm guessing nobody actually knows that reference. If somebody could tell me that reference, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know that reference.
Settled Falcon says, what do you think? Fallout New Vegas going to be a true sequel or just a shitty spinoff?
I don't think it's meant to be a true sequel, yeah. To be honest.
No, it's not.
I just think it'll be awesome.
Yeah. It looks pretty good, though.
I think I will poop on it.
It's going to be awesome.
I will poop on it. That's what I think.
Here's the thing about New Vegas. I really hope it has. I like to call it. I put it on Twitter a couple of days ago. I really hope it has the Oblivion shuffle, where an NPC is walking and then they go from walking speed to like flooring
running.
It to back to walking speed again. I love that.
All right. It's Tyrant94 says, "Hey N4G dudes, am I the only one who thinks Halo Reach on Legendary is fucking insane? Legendary was never that cheesy hard."
I haven't played it on Legendary.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
I don't intend to.
No.
I like sanity.
I like to be able to finish my games, and I'm not good enough to sit through that thing on Legendary.
Yeah.
Alright. Radio PM says, so I know you're doing the podcast, but my question is, what are you all doing besides talking on the podcast? E.g., gaming or football? I'm watching the scores on a webpage. That's about the best I can do.
I'm severely multitasking because right now I'm playing Halo Reach and I'm also, my phone is giving me updates on the Reds game.
Well, I'm glad to know that you're on the podcast too.
Yeah, I am.
Is anybody else doing anything else besides the podcast? Is anybody like surfing some porn?
I'm just wanking myself silly.
Oh, well, there you go. Don't get it on your keyboard. That's a pain in the ass to get out. Gosh. Anyway.
Well, I'm watching the girlfriend play Plants vs. Zombies, so okay, I have to get my fix somewhere.
Man, seriously, you need help.
Your obsession goes beyond problems, so you know. Anybody else doing anything else?
I was watching football. But then I shut it off.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay. Settled Falcon also says, do you believe that Sakaguchi's new RPG, The Last Story, will be as epic as Killer Wolverine's Booty Dance?
Oh my god, I forgot about that stupid thing.
Did I miss that?
What was the booty dance?
When we were filming, back in your old place. Whatever. Just go look it up.
You did a booty dance?
I'm surprised no one remembers that. I'm surprised he remembered that. Fuck me.
Well, I don't remember the booty dance.
I need a video of this because I know it exists.
I'll have to look it up.
Wow. No, I don't believe Sakaguchi could do anything as epic as Killer Wolverine's booty dance.
I don't even know what booty dance is.
I know. I don't even need to know.
Just the prospect of it is enough.
Yeah. Jerkstore81 says, are there any games that you're too intimidated to play? I dare not even touch Demon Souls.
Oh, God, you need to play that game.
It's a great game. I'm very intimidated.
I always would have said I was too intimidated to play FIFA until I had to review this last one.
Civ 5. I'm interested. I hate RTSs with a passion, but this game really, really beckons to me, but I don't want to play it. I'm afraid to.
I don't think there is a game I'm intimidated to play. There's just a lot I don't want to play.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat.
What the fuck was that sound? I'm trying to get through these fast. We're hitting our limit here. Settled Falcon says, Halo Reach is a bit overrated. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
I think it's just right.
I'm kind of in the middle. I think it's good. I don't think it's perfect.
But well, it was always going to be overhyped, wasn't it? Because it's Halo. So,
well, yeah.
It's tarred with that brush anyway.
Yeah. All right. He also says, I'm listening to about 20 gamer podcasts every week. You are my favorite by far. Please keep it up.
Thank you.
Wow. Sweet, thank you.
Project 6 says, debating on purchasing Castlevania. What's the subtitle?
Lord of Shadows.
Okay. What do you guys think? I'm pumped.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited about
it. Looks
awesome. Yeah. I'm really, really looking forward to it. I got to play it for about 5 minutes at E3.
All right. IFHD has a couple. These are our last two. If there's an MGS 2 and 3 remake, should the controller configuration change?
Yes.
Ain't no doubt about that. And do you think the PSP multiplayer market is getting too crowded? I didn't think you could use the word PSP and crowded in the same sentence.
Oh, you.
You thought I was going to go a week, right?
I think it's awesome.
Do you know?
I think... by the way, I totally forgot, but and it's not because it wasn't bad. It was because I played Dragon Quest IX multiplayer for the first time yesterday.
Can somebody explain to me how the fucking Rams have 14 points already?
somebody explain to me what that has to do with the PSP multiplayer market?
Sorry.
Oh, because it's a portable game.
Anyway.
I'm an advocate for a portable game and multiplayer.
Oh no, I was talking about Ken's comment, not your comment.
Oh, I was just ignoring him.
Yeah, that's nice of you. Yeah, fuck you too.
Ignore the host of the show. He could easily just kick you down, man.
Yeah, you've just been muted.
Bad. He's the only reason anybody listens.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh man.
So that is all of our tweets, our questions. Epic show has come to an end.
Oh, and to answer last week's question, if anyone prefers, you know, the forums over the tweeters.
Everybody wants both.
Yeah, both is the general consensus.
So I will have to get that thread open back up. I'm working on a lot of things, so I'll get to it. I'm working.
Oh, Atlanta won.
Oh, okay. Once again, a random statement that, you know.
Sorry, they're my go-to NFC South team.
Okay, anyway. But Gambus, you need to fly through your shout-out so we can get out of here.
Okay, shout-out to the On All Gen Gamers podcast, the Down to For It X podcast, the Front Towards Gamer podcast, the Pink and Deadly podcast, and that'll be it for this week.
All right. As always, follow us on Twitter at N4G Podcast. There's a whole lot of people to follow, so
you
can nail them all. Is it all, at R. Wombold, at Killer Wolverine, at Gambus Khan, at Frustrated Fury, at what's yours, John? Again, I can never remember yours.
John W. UK.
Okay, that's right. And then add ZTGD. So there you go. We have a Facebook page, Facebook ZTGD. We're everywhere. Vote for us on iTunes. Send us your life savings.
Please.
Bank account number and short code.
There you go. Send us everything. Go. We're good. But I think that's it for this week. We'll be back next week with some more goodies and... pay attention to the site this week. We're going to have a ton of content. Tons of content. So, there you go. Does anybody have anything else before I shut this off?
No.
Thank you for letting me be with you guys.
Oh, we like it when you're with us.
Same here. It was an experience.
Oh, you're just getting started.
It was awesome.
I'm just happy to be part of the team. Thank you very much for taking me on.
There you go.
We're glad to have you.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
All right, Kill Wolverine, do you have anything to say to make people angry?
No. Okay. Final Fantasy sucks still.
There you go.
I don't know.
Oh!
All right, we're done. Gambus, do your thing.
All righty, and it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can... It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
I always move in angry.
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.